The Lord be with you.
And your
spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
Lord, be on my mind, be on my lips, and in my heart. At that time, the Lord appointed 72 others, whom he sent ahead of him in pairs to every town and place he intended to visit. And he said to them, "The harvest is abundant, but laborers are few. So ask the master of the harvest to send out laborers for his harvest. Go on your way, and behold, I am sending you like lambs among wolves. Carry no money bag, no sack, no sandals, and greet no one along the way. Into whatever house you enter first, say, 'Peace to this household.' If a peaceful person lives there, your peace will rest on him. But if not, it will return to you. Stay in the same house and eat and drink what is offered you, for the laborer deserves his payment. Do not move about from one house to another. And whatever town you enter, and they welcome you, eat what is set before you. Cure the sick and say to them, 'The kingdom of God is at hand for you.' Whatever town you enter and they do not receive you, go out into the streets and say, 'The dust of your town that clings to our feet, even that we shake off against you. Yet know this, the kingdom of God is at hand. I tell you, it will be more tolerable for Sodom on that day than for that town.' The 72 returned rejoicing and said, 'Lord, even the demons are subject to us because of your name.' And Jesus said to them, 'I have observed Satan fall like lightning from the sky. Behold, I have given you the power to tread upon serpents and scorpions, and upon the full force of the enemy, and nothing will harm you. Nevertheless, do not rejoice because the spirits are subject to you, but rejoice because your names are written in heaven.'" The Gospel of the Lord. This is summertime. Many of you go on trips over the summertime. And do you ever pack up for a camping trip and find that the car just isn't big enough for all the stuff you want to take? You have to have a trailer. You ever try to load all that stuff into one suitcase, but you have to pay for the extra second bag checked because the load is just too much? In the gospel today, Jesus is saying, don't travel with suitcases. Don't pack up that car. Just go and trust in me. I'll provide for you. Want to give that one a try? But imagine if you did, and suddenly, every time you were hungry, someone offered you food. Every time you needed a place to sleep, they invited you and said, "Stay here." And you saw the hand of God in your life. Would that cause rejoicing? Would that cause you to praise? Would that cause you to trust more in God in other situations? It's a little bit what's happening today. Jesus isn't saying just go on a trip to Disneyland and don't pack and trust in me. Jesus is saying go on a mission. The mission I send you on, and trust in me. And I will provide for you. I'll provide the easy stuff, like food, money. I'll even provide the more difficult stuff, like the words to say in a difficult situation by the grace of the Holy Spirit, the power to pray with someone and heal them, to cast out evil. Today's gospel, Luke is sending Jesus is sending, in Luke's gospel, Jesus is sending the 72 to go out and proclaim that the kingdom of God is at hand, saying, trust in me, I'm going to provide for you, I'm giving you power. Now, the 72 are interesting. They're not the 12. Luke makes a distinction, because when Jesus sends the 12, it's easy for people like us to say, oh, those were the apostles, those are the missionaries, those are the priests, those are the religious. But the 72 represents all the rest of the nations. It represents another group of leaders that Jesus trained, other than the 12, to do his work. In other words, we're all called to proclaim a mission to others, and in so doing, depend on God. And look for and expect God's power to help us in that mission. Because if we're really doing God's will and God sends us on a mission, he won't want us to fail. He'll give us what we need. And one of the greatest joys in life is to live with a mission, a purpose, knowing what God has called you to do, and as you do it, depending on God and recognizing God's hand giving you support, encouragement, and power doing his work. I don't want you to raise your hands, but how many people can really say that they're living a mission? Or are we doing something different? But I say everyone, no matter who you are, whether you have the most humble job, whether you have no job, whether you have the most sophisticated or high-stress job, whether you're a parent, whether you're single, every one of us has a mission. And today's mission is described very simply by Jesus. Proclaim that the kingdom of God is near. What does that mean? What is the kingdom of God? Many people speak about it, many very fine theologians, but in my simple way, I say it's simply the power of God made present. When we pray and prayers are answered, that's the kingdom of God, the power of the king to effect change in the world. When we do good works, that's the kingdom of God present. And so by proclaiming that the kingdom of God is present, what we're doing is saying to others, God is here. Let's reach out for that help. And one of the ways that we really allow people to reach out for that help is we share with them what God has done for us. If we've developed a life where we're on a mission, where we're confident enough about the gospel to speak those words to others, or at least speak loving words and share with what God has done with us, we proclaim God's power and invite them to reach out for God. And so if you know somebody in your life who's going through a difficult time, perhaps a difficult time that you might have experienced yourself, go to them and say, you know, I know a little bit what you're going through, and let's pray together. Here's what God's done for me when I was going through this difficult time. Or when you go into a family situation that's not quite the way it really should be, ask for the Holy Spirit to give you the words or the love to act or to say the things that need to be said. All of us have a call to invite Jesus into our lives, invite Jesus into the world, or invite others to experience God's power. And it's not as hard. We don't need to be theologians. And so, today's message is we all called, sent on a mission. Ask God for his help to do the things God needs us to do in our world. And sometimes the missions are very simple, but sometimes they're quite difficult. I know people in my life who I've met who have been great examples of people on a mission. One particular person from my last parish was a mailman, and he ran a youth group for 20 years. And weekends, weekdays, evenings, planning, holding retreats, praying, always dependent on God's power, over the years brought thousands of youth to Christ. Deacon Ralph Polo spoke. He's an evangelist in the Catholic Church. He's a father of three daughters. Spoke about how he was a youth minister, and his family criticized him for taking a job that pays so little, but he said, you know, God's going to provide for me. And then after his years of youth ministry, he has a national, worldwide evangelization ministry. And he spoke and he said, you know, when I was going through difficult times and poor, I prayed that God would help me. And he did. But I found out that what he was really doing is training me to depend more on God. And if he could trust me with simple gifts like money, he would trust me with more powerful gifts, insight into the gospel, preaching and healing. And so, Lord, he said, God taught him to do a mission by learning how to depend on him in the simple things. Some of us are going through very difficult times in our life, and it's hard to think that we really have a mission from God, that we need to proclaim the gospel. But those difficult times, the readings today, are calling us to have hope. God can use those difficult times to help us, strengthen us, to depend more on God. God wants to be close to us and show us his power. And sometimes those become very difficult moments where we learn that God is close to us. The kingdom of God is near. And so if you have difficult times right now, the second reading especially, Paul is talking about the marks he wears because he serves Jesus. The marks he wears, we might think as a stigmata, it probably isn't that. It's probably the beatings and the many difficult times, the shipwrecks that he went through. Servants of God go through difficult times, but Jesus will help us get through those. And so let us have hope, and let us use that time that we've learned to depend and be close to God to then share with others, because our mission is oftentimes shaped by the circumstances we've gone through and struggled through and found God's strength and proclaim that with others.